Hey, what's up, dudes? Welcome back to another Fanatic podcast here on your favorite website, CycloneFanatic.com. Today's brought to us by our good friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. I haven't got my vasectomy yet because the wife wants to have one more. But I trust Rob Gray has tied up all of the necessary veins and tubes and whatnot with our friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center.
You trust that I have? Is this like an invitation?
Yeah, I got a guy. I will personally take you into my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center.
I will take that under advisement. Let's just say...
Are all the veins and stuff, is it under control?
You can control things in a variety of ways.
Jared
don't necessarily involve surgical procedures, but I know that they're fantastic at it, and you'll be going there probably day after.
God willing, we get number two,
yep.
I'm going to go and tie it all up. We'll snip, snip.
Word.
I'll probably do it live on a podcast.
That would be excellent.
Yeah. Jared Stansberry, I would not recommend
Periscope.
Your age. Yeah, Periscope the vasectomy. I would not recommend young Jared, 20 years old, to...
No.
I wouldn't snip it just yet.
No, I don't
think... Hey, unless you really want to enjoy college. You know, just don't have to worry about it.
It's a carefree life.
Yeah.
Just...
How are you, Jared?
I'm good.
Enjoying your Capital City League coverage.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't been to one, man. This is the first year I haven't gotten out there. In years past, I was a Cap City League fiend. I was out there all the time. I enjoy the league. I just... With the radio deal and an infant, I haven't been able to, but I feel like I've been out there, Rob, watching Jared's coverage.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought about going out there too, and then something came up. I was going to try to come out Wednesday.
Okay.
And I usually only go out a few times because I'm a, it's nice watching the guys do, you know, some of those neat
Rob's,
things, but it's
Rob's too busy sunbathing in his backyard in the summer, just
boxer
kicking
shorts.
His feet up. He's in his hammock. He's sucking back on a Moscow mule.
Yeah, and then my kids start fighting, and you know I gotta.
Oh, your kids don't do that. They're very well behaved youngsters.
They are at school.
And then they get home with dad, and they're just nuts, huh? And
more with mom.
Oh, okay.
I'm the dad that puts the foot down. I wasn't always the best son.
Hey,
you graduate, you know.
We got playoffs. So when do the playoffs start, Jared?
Friday.
They start tomorrow.
Yep.
We're recording this. I like to tell people when we record because I feel like it gives them a little more perspective on the timely of this. It's 9 o'clock on Thursday morning, bright and early for young Jared here. Before we get to playoffs, your boy Deontay Burton went off last night. I like Deontay Burton a lot. He's crazy athletic. Really nice work ethic from everything I've heard. What are you guys
Jared looks like he just dunked on the playground or something.
Yeah, and Jared's just, all like bruised all... up and he's skinned up and
banged up.
It was,
what'd you do to yourself?
Well, so Alex, my roommate, he really enjoys riding longboards, which are like skateboards, but they've got, I don't know what's
so you got in a longboard accident?
Well, yeah, we came to Des Moines and we were going to ride longboards downtown and we parked at the Capitol and I got a little ambitious. I've only been riding longboards for like 2 weeks. And I got a little ambitious and tried to go down the hill in front of the Capitol. Mm. And
so is it just like a bloody mess?
Yeah, I ended up getting to the bottom of the hill and going so fast that I was going to either fall off the board on the board's terms or I was going to jump off on my own terms. So I tried to jump off and kind of run and try and get my feet underneath me, and I wasn't able to do it. And I kind of like head first baseball slid in the middle of the street.
Ooh.
Did a lot of people laugh at you?
No, there was one guy that was about a block down the road, and my board went flying down the road. And he picked up the board and brought it to me, but I had blood coming down my leg. We found a Walgreens over by Drake. And I sat in the Walgreens parking lot and cleaned myself up.
We're going to have to take a picture.
You had to go all the way over to Drake?
Yeah, there wasn't any. We walked closer to downtown and we're like, hey, where can we find a pharmacy or something?
Get that Hy-Vee open up. I thought there was a pharmacy in the East Village. Maybe it closed up.
We didn't.
My son had a bike mishap. He's been learning to ride. He did learn to ride without the training wheels and went down a little hill and got a little bit... beat up.
Not questioning your parenting, but when Cameron's old enough, I'm just throwing her out. No training wheels.
No training wheels at all.
Figure it out.
No helmet either.
Nope.
You're gonna all go natural. Old school. You're going to kick it old school.
Figure it out, girl.
Head injury happens. Well, you know, we risked it in our day and age.
It's funny, though. I never used a bike helmet when
no,
I was a kid.
No, well, nobody was smart enough to figure out. Well, I don't know why. Because they had them for motorcycles. You know, it wasn't mandatory like it is in some states.
Yeah.
But it's incredible the things that I
okay, back to Deontay Burton.
Sorry
yeah,
about that.
Deontay Burton.
Man, that was a total train wreck of a transition, but entertaining nonetheless. We're glad you're okay, Jared.
He might need a helmet.
I want to see
the way that he dunks.
I want to see Deontay Burton. I want to see him go up against a 6'8" dude.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he can't. Mm-hmm. I just want to see it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I mean, how is he scoring in the Cap City League? That's the key to me, because if he's just dunking on white dudes from West Des Moines, that, like, to me, like, that doesn't mean anything. But if he's actually, like, showing you some range and stuff, that's right. What I like to hear.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, last night I'm trying to pull up his stats here.
He had, like, 49 or something like that.
He had...
And 20 rebounds or some gaudy...
49 points and 18 rebounds.
Okay.
On 21 of 43 from the field, 18 of 33 from 2, and 3 of 10 from 3.
Hmm. Okay. It's not that great of a line.
But
it's a Cortland Jackson kind of line.
Yeah.
He told us that he's like, I'm trying to work on my shot, so I'm just firing up shots. He's like, I probably wouldn't take some of these shots normally, but...
No, it's Cap City.
Well, there's a good thing there, too, because maybe he's working on a quicker release. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at this like spring training in baseball, and some guys, I would hope, are trying some different things, whether it be... A different approach to the basket, a slightly different move, adding a go-to move like a pitcher working on his changeup. So percentage-wise, might not even be that big a deal as long as, you know, maybe he's just getting his release off quicker so he can – I hear a lot about his wingspan, and I'm sure it's evident in his in his dunking, but I would think that would lend itself very well to, if he ever does back a guy in with that body that he has.
Yeah.
To being able to take on a 6'7", 6'8" guy with the way he can leap, too.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. And I'm going to continue to doubt him so he can prove me wrong. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that's the best way to approach it. I think labeling him as the next Royce White, like I've seen a lot of people, seems really dumb to me. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he can do. You know what I mean? And the one thing I love about Deontay Burton is you hear how great of a kid he is and like a hard worker, and it seems like he's going to be a real leader. It sounds like a slight possibility he could get some sort of a waiver to play right away this year.
Wow.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it could.
Well, you never know. As you saw the two-step the NCAA did last year where McKay couldn't get it.
And Thomas at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to it whatsoever. I mean, pretty good player.
Yeah.
The place that I think that Deontay is going to make the biggest impact for Iowa State this season, I mean, he's a relentless rebounder, you know? And that's something that they need, is a guy that's just going to go out there and say, I'm getting every dang rebound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the guy that I think he could be. I mean, he's just a high energy, high motor. Like Rob said, he's got those long arms. Plus, you add in such a good vertical. He's so strong.
What are his ball skills like?
He can handle a little bit. His handles get a little loose sometimes. He lets it get out way too far, but
that could be a product
just Cap
of the
City
league
stuff. Yeah, and there's times where you'll see him make a move that it's like what are you doing, dude? But I don't know. He's got good ball skills. He can get to the rim well, but you can tell that there's times where he's just trying to play around because it's Cap City League.
He'll be a nice player.
I'm
sure some people are envisioning him hitting the defensive glass, igniting a break, transition and trailer.
But, yeah.
You know, just to see what, you know, Monte could toss up to him on the back end.
This will be before your time, but I guess in my mind, I don't know why I have like a Rashawn Clarke type player in my head. And again, I haven't watched him play a game. So this is all speculation based off of what Jared's told me, based off of his highlight films, his stats at Marquette, etc. Like a smaller Rashawn Clarke who may be a little bit of a better shooter.
Yeah, and more of a
stout,
bulky.
Yeah, Rashawn was a lot more lengthy. I don't know.
Sounds like the same type of guy too, in terms of the work ethic that you're hearing and everything else. So, yeah, that's a good comparison.
There's worse guys to be compared to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Rashawn unfortunately, it was in a bad situation when all of his buddies skipped town, and he stuck around and was really the only guy who did so from the Morgan to McDermott eras. All right, Jared, let's talk playoffs.
Let's do it.
So Niang's team is the number one seed.
Right.
We had a request from Austin Narber, our friend on Twitter, to put point spreads on the opening round of the playoffs. So what we need to do is we need to talk through the playoffs, and we will come up with what we believe to be accurate point spreads.
Okay. Here's the here's our matchups.
Okay. Here, you can handle it. You just handle it because you know these teams a lot better than I do.
Okay.
I don't know who's on these teams or whatever.
So they'll start Friday night. First game will be YMCA, who's the 3 seed.
What time on Friday night, in case our listeners want to go?
5:30.
So early.
5:30 Friday night, YMCA, which is Jamail McKay and Nick Babb, and then Renaissance Granite and Quartz, which would be should be Abdul Nader and Daniel Adozie, but Nader's only played one time.
So Abdul has not been a regular at the Cap City League this year.
Correct.
I bet his coach is just furious.
I think Wes Grader, I think he's also on the team if
Who?
You want the other Iowa State walk on.
There's a kid named Wes Grader?
Yeah, from Gilbert.
Oh, okay.
He's also on the team.
Good for him.
Yeah, so.
Is he any good? He's no Jordan Ashton?
No. No offense to Wes, but no.
Okay. So you've got Wes Grader, Abdul Nader.
And Daniel Adozie. Those are the highlight players.
I don't like that team's chances one bit.
Well, now you know why they're the 6th seed.
And they're playing against who?
YMCA with McKay and Nick Babb.
Nick Babb just...
And they have been exponentially better since Jamail started
is
playing.
Nick Babb's stats just seem awfully ordinary to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's scoring like 15 a game or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not saying he's not going to be any good, but... the Iowa State guy should stand out in this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be gaudy numbers if you're going to be really... I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there's some deference maybe involved, too, when Jamail comes back.
Yeah.
I know he was out early, like you said. Yeah. But, I mean, also, you're finding your way. And maybe... I remember guys... quick aside, when I'd play pickup ball, there'd be guys that would play. They didn't have these summer leagues back in the 30s. And
back when you and Gary Thompson were tearing up state gym,
the Rolling Rocket and me, but
you were his Jared Homan, like spitting on people.
Oh God,
dropping elbows,
dropping hooks from about 18 feet.
Yeah,
but some of those guys, I mean, take it easy in that setting. A, they don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
Not that you can't. Sometimes if you take it easy, you seem to heighten your risk of doing it. But nonetheless, I don't know that necessarily. And let's not forget what he did at Arkansas, too. I mean, played sparingly and didn't exactly light up the stat sheet. But
well, he's a developmental guy. Yeah. Nobody up at Ames is going to say anything different.
Like, yep.
He's a guy who they're hoping will work his butt off over the next year.
Just like his brother did.
Absolutely.
Made himself a
so listen, I'm not killing him. I'm just saying, like, does he look like a Big 12 player to you?
I mean,
you can say no.
He doesn't stick out, you know.
Yeah.
Like you said, the guys should stick out. He's just you can watch their games and it's not like where he makes a play and you're like, wow, that was, you know, a really nice play. He just kind of blends in for the whole game.
Yeah.
And he just does him. I mean, I don't like that's kind of just all
it doesn't mean he's going to suck.
Yeah.
It means, like, I'll put it this way. Next year, I hope he's scoring like 30 a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because he doesn't need to right now. And you're probably right, Rob. I mean, it's probably weird. He just moved up here. He doesn't.
Yep.
Especially when you have McKay on your team in that league. I mean, how many like garbage points does McKay get just because he's 8 feet tall?
Well, he had 20 rebounds last night.
Yeah, see.
So he just kept showing up. That's what's scary when him and Deontay on the floor at the same time, the rebounding potential there. I know, I mean, Hogue – 2 seasons ago, or, you know, as a junior, and Edgem was an incredible team. But you've got McKay's length, Burton's length. Burton's not as tall as those guys, but I think he can rebound like them. That's intriguing.
What would you, I'm going to put the point spread on. So the teams are who? The Renaissance Quartz and Granite?
Yeah, Renaissance Quartz and Granite is the 6th seed, and YMCA is the 3 seed.
Who's the coach of the YMCA? Is it Derek?
Doesn't he do Hannah Holmes?
Derek is George's team, ADIO.
Oh, okay.
Derek's an elite coach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, he is definitely the ADIO coach, because someone was saying to me last night, he's like the commissioner in the league. How do you get such a good team? And
yeah,
makes sense.
A little corruption.
Yeah.
In the Cap City League.
It's the FIFA. Yeah. Central
should go on KXO tonight and just blow up the Cap City League for – anyways. I put the point spread. I think that if you're looking at the teams objectively, it's a 30-point spread. However, I would dumb that down to a 23.5-point advantage, because I believe that this McKay team will take it easy, knowing that they've got a long weekend of games ahead of them. Mm-hmm. They're gonna let their guys rest and the scraps on this Quartz team are gonna be playing a lot harder in the fourth quarter or the second half. Do they play quarters or halves there? They play halves.
Halves, yeah.
In the second half, that team, they will backdoor and barely cover the spread. What do you think, Rob?
I think that's a little high for a spread myself, given the level of talent. And now I think
– this Quartz team, they don't have any
the
talent.
The caveat being –
look at them.
Will Abdul Nader actually play?
Yeah. Knowing Abdul, I don't think he'll be there.
Nonetheless, I think I'd play a little bit more conservative Vegas line and put it at something like 14.5.
I'd take that. I would take that right there.
What, 14?
Yeah, I don't know about 30, though.
You think that's a more accurate spread?
Yeah. I mean, they
come on, it's not even comparable, those two teams.
They beat Hannah Holmes last night by 15, and they were up 20 for most of the
game. Hannah Holmes, though. I mean, we know they have locker room issues.
Well, that's Deontay and Cook, so that should have been
actually,
a better game than it was.
That should be a – actually, I was very surprised when you in your article last night, that because you're salivating about Deontay Burton. And
they
lost.
Who does Reed Timmer play for?
Drake. Oh, no. Which team does he play for? Oh.
God, I wish you were just being a smartass there.
It's going to go on.
He's on Renaissance Grand.
Well, he's had some big games.
Timeout.
He had 54 last
timeout.
Night.
Yeah. Timeout. He's on the Quartz team?
Yeah.
This would have been nice information to know, Jared, I put the point spread at 30.
He was 9 of 17.
You made it 23.5. Maybe we could meet in the middle and call it 17.
Okay, that's fair.
He had a pretty efficient game for 54 points.
Not quite the middle, but
20 of 33 from the field.
He's a nice player.
Yeah, I mean, he's tough.
I talked to Jeff Rutter last week. Really happy, really looking forward to the Drake. He thinks they have the corner turned.
It was nice to talk to him at the Big Four Classic.
Good guy.
Very good.
Good
very
guy. Good. He stopped by my radio show.
Nice.
Down at El Bait Shop. Yeah, it was fun. So let's meet in the middle then. With Reed Timmer, that's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's my bad. I should have.
Come on, you gotta let me know.
How about this? I'm sitting there relaxing with my Moscow mules, and I'm thinking in the back, who does Reed Timmer play for? It's freaking Renaissance.
Oh yeah, that's a game changer.
Yeah.
And you know, if for some reason Jameel McKay doesn't show up, you could have like a 15-2 type level upset right here.
Yeah.
Because Timmer changes all. Okay. What's their second game?
Okay. And then, of course, we've got the always anticipated three-point shootout slash dunk contest at 6:30.
Do we have our participants?
I do not think so, because they tweeted last night, hey, who should be in our dunk contest? But
sounds
it's
like
fan voting, like the Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really organized ship over there at the Cap City League.
Fans, who shall we have in our dunk contest and three-point shootout?
Deontay Burton wins the dunk contest.
Yeah.
It's
there's
over.
No way anyone else wins that. I mean,
McKay.
I think Cortland Jackson won the Hilton Madness one.
Yeah. And K-Jack is part of the league, right?
Yep.
Before he gets shipped off to Southern Miss.
Scoring 60 points a game on 55 shots. I'm a little hyperbole there, but
I like Cortland.
He's getting his.
Yeah, Cortland,
he is, that way. He is.
It would be fun to watch him play at Southern Miss.
Yeah.
And they're not any good, but he'll go from being a walk-on at Iowa State to one of the best players on Doc Sadler's team.
Yeah. And he is an athletic
He's a
talent.
Good player.
He's a very good player, yeah.
It's too bad he's not at Iowa State this year. Because they could have, like, the way it worked out, you bump that guy up to a scholarship role.
Yep.
I mean, his position isn't really great for what you need,
mm-hmm.
but he's better than a lot of the alternative.
Yep.
And he's a really good scout player.
Yeah.
I mean.
Which they don't have right now.
Right.
People were wondering, why are you bringing this Brady Ernst kid in? They don't have 10 guys to scrimmage right now.
Yeah.
They don't. He's a big guy who, you know, you're hoping he works hard. He's not going to be Royce White or whatever. That's a whole other conversation. So I like Burton in the dunk contest.
He did a dunk last night in his game that I have never seen anyone do in a game before. I mean, I know it's Cap City, but he was like the dunk I described in my story. He drove the lane,
yeah,
jumped, adjusted to slide between two people, brought the ball clear down by his feet, and then went up and slammed it over his head. Like, in traffic. It's not like he did this on a fast break or anything. This was, like, in traffic. It was a little ridiculous.
Can we get, like, highlights of the dunk contest?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there with camera in hand.
All right.
Yep.
That was a highly trafficked video last year.
Yeah, that got several thousand views, I believe.
Yeah, people like it.
Yeah. Well, Jamel McKay also had a dunk last night over – I said, I don't want to say who he dunked over because he has to go to witness protection because that's how bad this dunk was.
Oof.
But it was a kid named Simon Joseph from Southwest Community College.
Down in Creston.
Yeah, and it was just a rebound came off, and Jamel took off from the free throw line and jumped straight over the top of this kid and just slammed right down.
Just posterized him.
Yeah, I almost stood up and just lost it, but I would have just gone home. But then the second game, Hannah Holmes, Capital Orthopedics.
Capital Orthopedics, friend of the podcast, mm-hmm. Cyclone Fanatic advertiser.
Okay, so Hannah Holmes has Deontay and House Cook, and then Capital Orthopedics has Nick Niskowiak and Matt Thomas.
So Niskowiak is still out with a concussion?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. He wasn't
allegedly.
There. Yeah, he hasn't been there in like 3 weeks. But
so you've got Matt Thomas going up against?
Against Deontay Burton and House Cook. But Matt wasn't there last night either.
Any decent Drake players in the mix? Any of those teams?
There's no Reed Timmer.
They've got
who's that other?
Ore Argundade, I think is how you say his name.
The guy who got upset with me when I was. Is he from Chicago?
He could be. I have no
idea.
Well,
one Drake player. Remember when I was going on that Twitter crusade ripping the city of Chicago because Hoiberg was thinking about going there? One Drake player didn't understand the joke and really was upset with me. Like, started tweeting back at me, and I just kind of left it alone. I think it may have been him.
Capital Ortho also has shout-out to my Simpson Storm, Ryan Scar. So,
who?
You know, shout-out to...
Is that your former teammate?
Well, he came... Well, okay, funny story. We played him... He went to Roland Story, so we played them in the state tournament my senior year. And then that summer, he started getting recruited by Simpson. I don't think he liked me very much. I don't know why.
Because you had his spot.
Well, we beat them pretty bad in the state tournament,
too. Yeah, I remember. So. I went and watched that game.
Yeah.
Go Cardinals.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys get jobbed?
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, you guys got jobbed.
We did.
I thought
never happens at the state tournament.
I turned into the guy that I hate.
Only about every other game.
I remember because I loved, like, Jared and all. Like, I coached them in Little League, so I knew all these guys. And then I got to do a lot of play-by-play of theirs when I was in Shenandoah, so I really watched all these kids grow up, and I was, like, very passionate about this group. And then their coach was my next-door neighbor, so, I just had all these, like, emotions. And I remember being at that game and my dad having to, like, calm me down. I was yelling at the referees so badly.
It was
I was the anti-Brent Bloom. Like, it was vile, the things I was yelling.
What?
Not happy with – I'm not proud of it, but that's – I remember that game.
Well, I will take to my grave that Tyler Stevie got fouled on the last second shot.
He got fouled. He should have been at the line.
Should have been shooting free throws to go to the state championship game. But alas, no, that's not how it happened. We got beaten overtime, but it is what it is.
That's Clarinda boys licking our wounds here.
Hey, you'll get no argument from any of the fans that attend the state tournament on a yearly basis. I can tell from sitting on press row that nobody is ever pleased. Now, what's interesting is the different crews and the different, people are always complaining, just like they do in the Big 12. But, I mean, you see games, and when you're doing game after game after game, you're like, well, how could they call that with 2 seconds left in the game?
Yeah.
And then the next game, they didn't call that with 2 seconds left in the game. You know?
So the one thing I learned about doing play-by-play in high school was a lot of it depends on your geography. Like, if I would go up and call a game in Council Bluffs, the game, they just let you beat the hell out of each other. If you go to a game in Southwest Iowa with the Southwest Iowa refs, who are, I assume, aren't paid as well, they're not, I don't think they're as good, having watched
get better as you get better.
If Metro refs let you play,
yeah.
The kids where we're from are so used to a tightly called game, when they get a metro ref of any sort, like if you get up to Creston, if you get up to Nottoway Valley, sometimes Atlantic and Harlan, you'll get those guys coming over from Des Moines, and they let you play. Mm-hmm. And our kids don't know how to deal with it because they're so used to just being, if you breathe on them, calling a foul.
Southwest
and
Iowa, they're like the Europeans.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though? Because usually when
like
you
Vlade
guys...
Vlade Divac, they're
when,
working for...
When the when the Southwest Iowa kids get to the state tournament, they don't know how to react.
Mm-hmm. But the thing for us that was different was, you know, we'd played for... Like, we started varsity for 3 years by then. So we were kind of used to that. But but it's crazy. Like, kids come up from Missouri or they come... The teams come up from...
Missouri, it's
over
a bloodbath down there.
Right. I mean, it's a completely different type of game. Or we would go down to Missouri, you'd get beat up so bad, it wasn't even funny.
They shoot fireworks at you when you're playing. Everyone goes, here's your fireworks, Alex, come down to buy.
My favorite Missouri is the Savannah. Their nickname is the Savages.
Yeah.
They used to have that, well, yeah, Sigourney Kyoto.
And they changed it? Political outcry?
I think they just felt it was probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, down in Missouri, nobody gives a damn.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Back to Hannah Holmes.
Hannah Holmes.
Cap, we got to get line.
I like Burton and Cook in this matchup.
We got to figure out the line for this one.
I'm going to assume Matt Thomas is there. Yeah. I'm not counting on Nick Niskoyak playing.
No.
So it's basically Matt Thomas versus the world, right?
Yep, pretty much.
I'm going to give Hannah Holmes a 13.5 point spread.
That's what I was thinking about in that range.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I was thinking 11, 12. So
Rob's a very conservative line.
Just like in real life.
All right. We'll keep it at that then. 13.5.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. Who would you take? I'm going to lay the points.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Burton and Cook. I think they heated up.
I'm going to go do that too.
I think they would too. Yeah. It's crunch time now. It's the playoffs.
The bright lights are on now. This is when Boo Boo Paolo would thrive.
Yes. Well, imagine him with Cortland Jackson.
Oh my gosh. Two guys who are actually playing hard. Mm. Okay, what else we got?
Okay, and then ADIO and Phoenix Renewable Resources have buys, but the catch is Phoenix Renewable Resources will not have Monte. So it will be Cortland versus the world. He'll have to take over. They are the 2 seed, and ADIO is the number 1 seed, which is George and Jordan Ashton.
I like Cortland Jackson versus the world.
Okay.
I think he – and who would they play according to our bracket?
So they would play YMCA. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't like Cortland Jackson against Jamil McKay.
That's a tough matchup. The 2 seed, it's gone.
I think they played ADIO last night.
So wait a second. When are the semifinals?
That's on
Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. All right.
Come on, Jared.
I don't know. Okay. Did you prepare
for the podcast this morning or not?
I did.
You showered, I think.
Was there last night. It's much preparation as I need.
Yeah, that's true. He's a little bit more prepared.
I don't know, like, one player on any team.
Okay. Semifinals.
I think Reed Timmer might play for that team. That's the extent of my knowledge.
Reed Timmer?
Yes.
It's a game changer.
Semifinals are Sunday at 4:30 and 5:45, and then the championship will be at 7 o'clock Sunday night.
On television?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on ESPN3.
MediaCom connection. BJ Shaven. 3-point contest. Is it Matt Thomas versus Jordan? What team is Jordan Ashton on?
That's George.
Oh, yeah.
The number 1 seed.
That team will win.
Yeah. Yep.
That's your champion.
And George will probably be the MVP.
How is the Cook-Burton team not the 2 seed?
That is, you know.
Are they just not trying?
They had a couple games where they had some not so good performances.
Some character issue.
I'm not gonna say that. But
internal friction.
Yeah, internal friction would be a good way to put it. And then they've also had some officials. I think they've had some discrepancies with the officials. Mm. And I think that has led to them not getting very many calls.
Who talks the most, Cook or Burton?
Oh, it's Burton. It's not even close.
Burton talks.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
He talks probably the most of anyone in the league.
As I say, because
what about Reed Timmer?
I because I couldn't see Cook being that guy based off of the piece that Rob wrote about him.
Yeah, he's not that.
But then
guy.
I started to think maybe Rob was misleading us with his feature on Halas Cook.
I was trying to mislead you. That's all I ever do in life. No, I mean, but I mean, he's played against the best of the best. I think he kind of does his talking with this. Yeah.
And Burton's just so hungry to play. He's just going to get after these Cap City League officials.
It's funny because he honestly, a lot of the trash talk he does is to people in the stands as much as it is on the floor.
It doesn't make him a bad guy.
That's what makes the league awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, I like that. When you can dunk like that, I mean, that's such an intimidation factor. I mean, of course you talk.
Hey,
yeah.
Who
it's like a great cornerback. If your cornerback doesn't talk, you'd better, you know.
Who asked
Find Burton, another cornerback.
Who asked Burton the question, like, where he would fit in on the roster?
Who do you think? If you had to guess, a media member that would ask that question.
Hines?
No, Tommy Burch.
Oh, Burch did?
Yeah.
Of course it was Burch. Because that's my biggest question about it. But yeah. I liked his answer.
Yeah.
He just goes, on the court or on
the floor? I think Tommy tried to ask him three different ways, like, the question.
A crafty veteran Burch.
Yeah. And finally, at the end, Deontay's just like...
Just annoyed.
Just like on the court. But it was funny the way he said it. And like the second he said it, I was like, yeah, that's cold right there. That's good.
But I like Burton.
Yeah.
I like his attitude. I like everything about him.
Yeah. I think he's going to be good. Okay. I still think he'll be good.
3-point picks. Last year, I believe Naz won it. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
It was either Naz or Matt
Last
Thomas.
Year is last year.
Give me
and
Matt.
Give
me Matt
on
Thomas.
The men's.
So. Yeah, give me Matt Thomas.
I'm gonna take Jordan Ashton.
That's your boy.
I'm gonna take Jordan Ashton as well.
Yeah.
At the Vegas, so Thomas would probably be like a -300 money line. Ashton would probably be about a -150.
Okay.
Is the two obvious? Can any Drake guy fill it up?
Reed Timmer.
Oh yeah, Reed Timmer. Damn.
I don't see Reed
he's
Timmer
like a plus,
taking it away from those guys.
He's a plus 200, so that's your value pick is Reed Timmer.
Yeah.
So I'm still taking Jordan Ashton.
The dunks, though, like Burton's like a -600 favorite.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where I think if you pick Deontay Burton, it's like, are you really even
– Are you really making
yeah,
it?
Yeah, are you really making a prediction? Okay.
Yeah. No, it's like – yeah. It's like taking Tiger back in the day in those golf tournaments.
Right.
Not anymore.
I'll go with McKay on the dunk.
Okay.
Yeah. Changing it up.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that was riveting.
There we go.
What else we got? Who's going to win the whole thing? It's going to be
ADI. No, we got ADI. It's neat.
I like YMCA as a dark horse.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's a chance.
I don't know. The character issues that Jared's been describing.
That's not YMCA. That's
Hannah Holmes.
Hannah Holmes.
These teams.
Pretty soon all teams, and even if the pros are going to be named things like
you,
that after companies.
Do you know Derek Hanna
very
well?
It's hard to keep him straight.
I've talked to him. I don't know.
I need to – Here's my goal. Next year, a CycloneFanatic.com team.
Okay. I can play on it, right?
Sure. As long as I can coach it.
And I can...
Can I be your...
I'm going to text Derek Hanna right now.
I'm going to
Can I be your director of basketball operations?
Yeah, absolutely. You can be my Micah Byers.
Excellent.
I'm going to text Derek Hanna and see how much it would cost us to get a team Cyclone Fanatic.
I want to bring Ray Miller out of retirement. Remember Ray Miller?
And I'm going to personally draft Nick Babb because I want to tutor him on his way up to being a Big 12 basketball player.
Okay.
You
Fair
could
enough.
Have a huge impact.
I could have a
on the
major
Cyclones 2016-17 prospects.
Like I feel like I could.
There we go.
Jared, we appreciate your coverage.
Yes.
Make sure you
very
have that,
much,
that
very
camera
much.
Rolling.
Yes, I will.
We,
Friday.
We need you. Well, you botched the last video you tried to send.
Yeah, I know.
What happened?
Technical issues.
Yes, it was technical issues.
He botched
it. It was a good video, too. That's the thing.
He fumbled the snap on the goal line.
But my phone
hey,
that
United
we had.
United and the New York Stock Exchange can do it. You can cut Jared a little bit of slack.
My phone, the phone that had the technical issues is now gone.
It was stolen from you?
It was. The circumstances you, that led to the disappearance of the phone are circumstances I'm not proud of.
What happened? Well, you shouldn't say that because then you know I'm going to
okay,
press
it's,
you.
It's at the bottom of a pond in Southwest Iowa,
ooh.
And it's over.
We've all been there. You got too many bush lights and you're fishing.
Well, we weren't fishing, but yeah. I got pushed into the pond.
You were with a girl, weren't you?
No, I was not with a girl.
See, the way I remember it back in the day is you're on a fishing boat, had too many bush lights, and you got a girl with you, and maybe you drop your phone.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't.
I didn't usually have a girl with me when I was fishing.
Oh, man.
Was that like a date? Was that a date thing in Southwest Iowa?
Back in the day, like...
Would you have them bait the
hook? I would do is, like, chicks that I would meet at college who weren't from back home.
Bring them back
to the... Like, if you take them back home and you throw them on a fish, like, they love it. They're like, oh, my God. This is amazing.
Southwest Iowa's the greatest.
They love it, yeah. Because they're not accustomed to it.
Rob, have you ever been to Clarinda?
Where were they from? Austin? I mean, what is this? Oh, they're from Albia. You know? they don't have it like this out in Ackley.
Well, I don't know. I'm just speaking from
maybe
experience.
It was your magnetic presence.
That was like my move. Take the girls back home and take them fishing.
Whatever works, dude.
Hey, they loved it. Yeah, you just go out to Wags Pond.
Just try Lake Icarie up and...
Yeah, it's too big. You can't catch fish like that.
Are there fish in Shanks Lake?
I've never fished on Shanks Lake.
I don't think I've ever...
Is that where you got thrown into the pond?
No, this was somewhere else.
Who threw... You're like 8 feet tall. How did you get thrown into a pond?
I'll tell you guys off podcast what happened.
That's where the bush lights are involved.
I reckon that you're probably right about the beer.
I'm not 21. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Jeez. Okay, so you had a rough go. You wrecked your scooter.
No, it's longboard.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You wrecked your longboard.
Yeah, it's been a rough
few days.
You got
tossed into a pond. Your car got keyed.
Yes, that also happened.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's been a recent development. I found out that several other cars in my parking lot at my apartment have also been keyed. I feel like there's a mass car
keyer. Well, they had that deal in Ames where the people were shooting out in my parents' neighborhood. My kids happened to be staying overnight at my parents once because they did something with the church library thing that my mom does. And people hit that neighborhood with the – you've heard about that in Ames, right? The BB guns shooting out the windows. So there's an epidemic of crime in Ames.
But someone keyed my car, and I'm not happy about it.
Well, if you know who keyed Jared's, you're going to reach thousands of people with this, Jared. So Crime Stoppers is on the scene.
Anyone with any information, tweet at me @Stan51.
The good drop of the Twitter handle.
Excellent.
And if you know who shot out Rob's parents' window,
they actually were unscathed. It was people across the street that got it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, this is
roving band of BB gun wielding hooligans.
Devondrick Neely still in town?
Albert Gary.
That's a good time to end the podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. Stay tuned to Jared's coverage of the CCL coming up over the weekend. So long.